This is Andrew Phipps, and I welcome you to our Faith, Family, and Freedom broadcast. Our topic under consideration today will be what many call the last times. In all probability, when the late pastor Adrian Rogers remarked that the time would come when there would be anarchy in the government, apostasy in the pulpits, and apathy in the pews, he might not have recognized the magnitude of what he was saying. All three elements, unfortunately, are evident in the areas he mentioned today. To those of us who grew up in a different time, the culture has taken a dramatic turn to the lawless and profane. Lewd fellows of the baser sort was the description given to those who resisted the teaching and preaching of the Apostle Paul in the book of Acts. How do we describe what we see today? The vulgarity and coarseness of speech are by those in positions of power have become commonplace. Rude behavior, fierce despisers of those that are good fall right into those categories. Isn't it amazing that what would have embarrassed us and made us blush years ago are more acceptable and considered normal today? If, on the other hand, one goes against the popular norms, he is considered today eccentric and old-fashioned, bizarre, out of it, a bigot, perhaps for just holding to beliefs that folks universally embraced just a few years ago. For example, good manners, acceptable and reasonable dress codes, respect for those in authority, teachers, preachers, military personnel, the police, the elderly. What has happened? We have removed the ancient landmark. Everything has been assigned to the category of non-essential. One value, according to these people, cannot be greater than another one. Look sloppy. Dress sloppily. Act like nothing is sacred. Do not respect the time-honored values of doing your best. Being responsible for your own conduct. Blame society for your own lack of accountability. It is always someone else's fault if you cannot hold a job. Be responsible for your own actions. Esteem mediocrity as being a value. Replace kids with dogs. Always do the least you can do. Take no pride in your own or others' accomplishments. Make criminals into heroes. Disregard what the Bible says, and by all means, disregard the preacher who truly preaches the word, calls sin by name, proclaims heaven sweet and hell hot. Then dismiss all those who want to be true followers of Christ as no longer beneficial, and you have the recipe for failure. God is not mocked, nor can he lie. Unless we repent and turn from our wicked ways, as individuals and as a nation, doom and gloom are set before us. I hope today that these words, although may be caustic, we do not mean to be ugly nor abrasive, but I think speaking truth to error is so needed today. We must each one take a look at our own actions, see what we can do better. A good place to start is reading the Word of God, attending a fundamental Bible-believing church where the preacher still preaches, where the songs of Zion are still sung under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and you'll be on your way to a different lifestyle. I'll be saying more about this when we return after these special segues.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues, and I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
Embark on a life-changing journey through the ancient lands of Greece, where history and faith collide. Walk in the footsteps of the Apostle Paul as you explore the rich heritage and breathtaking beauty of this remarkable country. Over 11 unforgettable days, experience the vibrant culture and deep spiritual significance of cities like Athens, Corinth, and Thessaloniki. Discover the places where Paul preached, prayed, and penned letters that have inspired millions. From bustling markets to serene temples, this journey offers a unique blend of adventure, reflection, and fellowship. This incredible tour is brought to you by Signature Tours, a company with a family tradition of four generations. With meticulous attention to detail and the best private guides in the industry, Signature Tours ensures an amazing trip. Join Andrew Phipps and his wife Shirley from June 18th through the 28th, 2025, for an experience that will deepen your faith and leave you with memories to last a lifetime. Don't miss this opportunity to connect with history and make new friends on this incredible spiritual journey. Scan the QR code or head over to phippsfaithfamilyfreedom.org to learn more and secure your spot today.
Hello, friends. This is Andrew Phipps, and I believe that we need all of the materials that we can gather to help us as we combat the attack upon our faith, our family, and our freedoms. We need to be educated, and I have a handbook that has been given to state legislatures. It's been given to members of Congress. It's a colorfully created handbook that has graphs, charts, quotes, and different things in it. You'll be impressed with it. And also, we have DVDs. We have CDs that are God and Country, Return to Greatness, and Faith, Family, and Freedom, some other wonderful materials. See the contact information on the screen. Be sure that you order some because these will be of a tremendous help. They are supplemental materials to help you in your Christian walk. And may God bless.
Yeah. I'm right now, as you know, in a very tough reelection race in Texas. The Democrats, Chuck Schumer, has made clear I'm his number one target. The Democrats intend to spend over $100 million to defeat me in Texas. We just had a poll last week that showed it as a one-point race. And yet, we can expect Mitch again not to spend any money to defend me, which means the only way that we hold on is if the folks watching this show go to TedCruz.org right now, go online to TedCruz.org, make a contribution of $5, $10, $25, $50, $100, because my race, my support is not from the big money special interests in Washington, D.C. It is from constitutional conservatives across the country who go to TedCruz.org and who help give me the resources to withstand $100 million from these left-wing Democrats and Marxists who are trying to invade this country and destroy this country.
In his new book, It's Always a Struggle, But, my dear friend Andrew Phipps delivers his life story straight from the heart, with a fascinating journey of faith, hope, and inspiration, even during the hard times. Andrew shares great stories from some of life's hardest lessons. Adding his own personal homespun humor and God-given wisdom, he encourages us to live life with a servant's heart. It's a great read that will have you inspired and give you an understanding of Andrew's journey as he shares personal stories of his family, his Christian faith, his great love of country, and how the transforming power of God changed the course of his life. It's often said that life gives the test first and the lesson later. Andrew makes an honest effort to help us by sharing his life experiences with humbleness, sincere candor, and his faith in God. We all have been there, those days when life is a struggle. I hope you will enjoy Andrew Phipps' new book, It's Always a Struggle But. I highly recommend it.
To place your order for It's Always a Struggle But, simply visit Andrew's website at phippsfaithfamilyfreedom.org. Order your copy today.
Just so we're clear on the scale of the issue, each electric vehicle battery for a heavy-duty truck weighs 8,000 pounds. And you need at least two of them. So we're talking the weight of, you know, four or five cars. And my friends and peers in the industry nationwide who have tried to make efforts to put in, say, hey, I'm going to convert a dozen forklifts to electric, or I want to tee up a facility for 30 electric trucks. There's no power. The utilities come back, the cities come back and say, is this some kind of joke? One friend tried to put in Illinois a facility, tee it up for 30 trucks electrification. The city came back and said, this is some kind of joke. You're asking for more draw than the entire city requires. And just to give you an idea, 30, 50 trucks, that's like a 5-6 megawatt application. The factory that makes the trucks is a 2 megawatt factory.
If the basis of any society or civilization is the family, then common sense would dictate that the family, the basic unit of organization which allows for people to develop into positive, contributing members of the society, the family must be equipped, guarded, preserved, and supported. The family is God-ordained. It is as old as time itself. Yet each generation must do its part to pass it on. That is, those core principles that have been proven and accepted as universal habits and dispositions worthy of acceptation. Other than salvation from sin, which was freely given to us by the Savior's atonement, nothing is more important than the family. In these last days, a second job, more things, whether it be houses, cars, luxuries, or anything that takes our time at the cost or overlooking our families, we ask, is it worth it? The price we pay for just things, a bonus room that is not used, more bedrooms, even when many have no company that stays in them. These all seem so empty and vain when we consider the hours spent trying to pay for them. Here is one to think about. Would you take your most prized diamond ring and leave it in the care of a daycare group? People, you know, at best routinely and haphazardly. In other words, folks you don't know very well, and yet we do that with our kids, our precious children, on a daily basis. Is the child you brought into the world more precious than some tangible object, such as a diamond? Kids are our responsibilities, not the government's, not your neighbor's or anyone else's. We should want the best for our precious gifts from God. Is it not worth looking? Look and compare the stability of the home today with the past examples. When the home consisted of a mother and dad who thought family means believing, loving, and supporting each other, then we had a basis for society. I believe today in these last days that we need to give a great heed to the concept of trying to improve the family. For example, the family cannot be relegated to a secondary position. The family, as Will Durant said, is the nucleus of civilization. I think that each one of us would do ourselves good by considering our choice making. I know that there is great pressure put upon families today. For one thing, many families come into the marriage beginnings with the idea that they ought to have homes that are as equipped with their parents who have been married 40 or 50 years. I can assure you that more things doesn't mean a better home. I believe when you think of the home, you're thinking of what God instituted. I remember hearing the story of that was played on television by Citizen Kane. Orson Welles did that, and he was doing the caricature of William Randolph Hearst, who became a newspaper giant, made much money, had the Hearst Castle in California. And when you think about it, this man, Orson Welles, played the part. He was offered for adoption at an early age, and his mother could not, she thought, take care of him. Well, he was outside playing when the paperwork was done. But here's the key thought. On his dying deathbed, Orson Welles, in that famous movie, he mentioned something there that I think ought to be thought about by each one of us. He mentioned about the name of his sled that he was playing on the day of his adoption. Rosebud. Rosebud was his dying, were the dying words of this giant. And that tells me something. Even though he had achieved fame and fashion and fortune and was considered at the epitome of class and so on, he could still remember the moment of his mother, who was only able to allow him to have a little sled, Rosebud, that was a meaningful part of his life. Your home, those of you that grew up in old-fashioned homes, maybe where moms and dads didn't have so much or didn't know so much of the King's English, but they knew the King. And they developed and taught us by example love and respect, and they were the keepers of the home and fixed for us and took care of us, had meals for us and wanted the best for us, loved us intimately and loved us with an everlasting love, just like the love that could only be compared to the Savior, who loves us more than anybody could love us, that he gave his life for us that we could have life and have it more abundantly. I tell you, friends, the home in these last days must be stabilized and preserved. We've got to do everything we can by teaching, by example, by preaching, to reprioritize the significance of the home and remind one another that with the Lord, contentment is not in the abundance of the things that one possesses.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues. And I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
Dear friends, this is Andrew Phipps with Faith, Family, and Freedom. A cultural war is raging, and how it ends will have grave consequences for me and you. It appears that those who are striving to remove the ancient landmarks are succeeding, or at least they are getting the attention and notoriety. You and I have no choice. We must resist at all costs. Never in my lifetime have I seen such an attack upon our Christian heritage and values. The United States Constitution means little or nothing to these folks as long as they can promote their own agendas of extreme socialism and the most bizarre attacks upon all that we deem good and wholesome. Truth is rejected by those who hate the truth, and they hate America and its exceptionalism. Their goal is to make America into what it never has been. To these leftist radicals, their hatred of personal liberties and the freedom to practice the faith of our fathers are the narratives they chant nightly upon our so-called news channels. I know you agree. That's why I'm appealing to you today to join me in the fight to do all that we can do to preserve our heritage for our children and their children. This is a giant step of faith to go into these several television markets with our Faith, Family, and Freedom broadcasts. These areas include Cleveland, Ohio, and that area, southwestern Michigan, Indianapolis, basically the southeastern part of Kentucky and much of Tennessee, Atlanta, Georgia, and over 40 counties in that state, as well as some of the North Carolina areas. This is a huge step of faith for me, and I need your help. So many of you have been so kind and allowed me to speak in your pulpits, but these television outlets give us an opportunity to possibly reach thousands, maybe millions. If you believe our ministry to be credible, would you consider helping us financially? A monthly support, a one-time offering, or whatever you can do would be so greatly appreciated. The need is now, and it is urgent. I am willing to do what I can do to speak truth to error as best as I can determine it. There is no need for us to talk about the deplorable conditions in which we find ourselves today if we're not willing to do something about it. Am I able to count on your support? I hope so. Would you please pray for our ministry and pray that God would give us discernment and provide the means that we can stand in the gap in these last days as we try to promote the principles of Christian living and the faith of our fathers. And this is Andrew Phipps.
Do you have trouble finding King James scripture items? Has your local Christian bookstore closed down like ours has? Do you have trouble finding things for events at church or personal items for at home? Well, this is the reason I created Kinsman & Company. It is a totally King James scripture product store. And today, I'm glad to announce that we now have scripture cards. These have King James scripture on them. They're blank on the inside, and they have beautiful scriptures on the outside. And so these right here, these are the Woodland Friends. And they all have encouraging scripture that you could send to your friends and family with a little note inside to say how much you care. I also have, besides the Woodland Friends, I have this beautiful garden collection. They come in a nice box. There's 12 in here, 4 designs, and you get 3 of each design with white envelopes. And then also, I have the lemon and lavender, which is so beautiful, that comes the same way. So anyway, if you're looking for a card that has King James scripture on it, please go to my website. It's Kinsman, as in the Kinsman Redeemer, K-I-N-S-M-A-N, and company.shop. And you can shop there and you can find summer sales right now. Thank you.
I am blessed to be at home today, and not by choice because I love to sing, but I'm at home looking over the farm that God entrusted Connie and I with. And we have a small herd of cattle, and I just praise God that I still have my health, and I want to sing more, and I'm looking forward to it. But this, from this place right here where I was born, my mom used to walk us to church 3 miles at the Sunday school, and then we went to Bible school. As a teenager, I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, and I was baptized in a fish pond. And I have many memories here with my brothers, the original Hopper brothers, and when Connie joined us. I am blessed, and I say to each of you, be encouraged. This too will pass.
God's amazing grace sent down from heaven, rescued me from death and from shame. His holy name. Now I know that He is mine, and I'm His forever. He is leading me along life's way. He'll be home to my hand as I cross death's river. He will take the sting of death away.
'Tis so sweet just to know I have Jesus with me. He will keep me from sin and from strife. He delivered me from condemnation. Now I have eternal.
That you get paid currently?
Senator, that's well disclosed in our proxy documents in each of the years that I've been employed.
Yeah, but what is it?
That's a big number, sir.
Well, let me help you out. It's $32.8 million this year. Does that sound right?
Yes, it does.
That's a 45% increase over last year. Does that sound right?
Yes, it does.
What is it you get paid to do exactly?
I get paid to run the Boeing company.
Yeah. So just help me understand that. I mean, do you get paid for transparency? Is that one of the metrics for your income?
I think the board counts on me for transparency.
Really? Because you're under investigation for falsifying 787 inspection records. The Boeing's under criminal investigation for the Alaska Airlines flight. You were investigated by DOJ for criminal conspiracy to defraud the FAA. This is all in your tenure. This doesn't sound like a lot of transparency to me.
Why go to church? Why go to church? In this era of celebrated individuality, many people believe that organized religion, church, is an outdated concept that doesn't work for today's individual. However, participating in a corporate worship is considerably valued for a Christian's spiritual growth. Jesus Christ established his church as a community of his followers who gather to celebrate him. It is a place to encourage one another and to spread the good news so that others can benefit by being a part of it as well. I believe that when we thought about the pandemic that we've experienced over the last couple years, I made this statement. I said the coronavirus did not ruin the church. It revealed the church. And I say that hoping to not sound outlandish. I do believe for a fact that many people have used that as an excuse. And I know that the elderly and those that have serious health issues have to take everything advisedly with their doctor's input and so on. But I simply think that too many people today have made the decision that I don't think I'm going to go back to church. And that's a terrible decision. When we can go eat, we can shop, we can go to places of amusement, go to restaurants and out in the community, I think church should be a priority. Church ought to be a reason that we are dismissive of other things and not this way around. The church is the bride of Christ. That's talked about in John 17, Ephesians 5, Revelation 19. You know, the benefits of the church is that we, the collective followers of Jesus Christ, are the object of his affection and glory. Christ's relationship with his church is permanent. The world can know God's love through the unity of believers and their commitment to Christ. The body of Christ, what we can find in Romans chapter 12, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, Ephesians chapter 4, well, the benefits is that the church brings God's people together. Christ is the spiritual head that connects and directs us. I mean, we are able to serve others with a church community that allows us to use our God-given gifts. When we serve others, we embody the message of Jesus, God's love, in a way that is pleasing to him. Many folks think that they don't need the church. And I have often said this. The church can function without me. Our local church, I'm a member of Liberty Baptist Church, a fundamental Bible-believing church in Muncie, Indiana. That's the church where I support with my tithes and faith promise giving, and I operate under its canopy. But I've felt and said it, that the church can get along well without me, but I cannot get along well without the church. The church is where you get your spiritual growth. The church where you hear the good songs and you hear a Bible message. You hear Bible teaching. You have the fellowship of other believers. And you're able to get together and worship in a corporate way where the Holy Ghost can manifest himself to us, what a precious blessing. I tell you, it's exciting to me every time I get to go to church. Church is not an obligation on me. Church is a desire. I want to go to church. I want to be a part of the services. I want to be there and hopefully benefit by feeling the presence of God in the service. And you can't do that, nor can I, by just sitting at home. Now, I know there are those who are providentially hindered from going to church. I respect that. The elderly or those that have health issues that are paramount that just keep them from doing much of anything, I respect that. But I still think that even those people have a desire to be with God's people. You know, we were never meant to worship alone. In times of need, the church is a place for growth. Romans 1 and 12, Ephesians 4, 29, the book of 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians. And the benefits, of course, is the church is a community of people who are accepted and forgiven. And we'll be saying more about this, of why go to church, in the remaining segments. Hello, friends. This is Andrew Phipps. The late preacher B.R. Lakin once made the statement. He said, "I was glad that I was born at home." He said, "I always wanted to be close to my mother." Well, I think we need to direct our attention and efforts to restoring the family. As the home goes, so goes the church. As the churches go, so goes the country. God ordained the family. He instituted marriage. He blessed matrimony by performing his first recorded miracle at the wedding in Cana. He even compared the love of a man for his wife to the love Christ had for the church. It was, is, and forever shall be one man, one wife, monogamous marriages. The Lord loved to visit the families of his friends. He knew and loved the company of Mary and Martha and their brother Lazarus. There is order in the family. The beauty of marriage is that it is God ordained. Without the family seeking and caring for the needs of its own and thus creating the basis for society, no government or order can be sustained. A family predicated upon the unconditional love that only God can give will bring not only happiness and security to the family unit, but will also have a positive block-building effect upon the community in general. And this is Andrew Phipps. Well, continuing with our subject today of why go to church, I hope today that maybe something is being said that would inspire you and help you and help me. We need the help of each other, and that's why the church is a community of people who are accepted and forgiven. And we rely upon each other to increase our faith and commitment to Christ. We build each other up through love and service. By working together, we work toward the benefit of each other. I'm glad for the church, aren't you? The Bible says that the Lord loved the church, and he gave himself for it. I think today that the pulpit is the one place, it may be the most powerful place in America, where the man of God has an opportunity to preach the truth in love, do it in love, but to admonish folks that the truth of the Bible must be paramount to everything else. Christ told Nicodemus, a good man, he said, "You must be born again. Salvation is of the Lord." The Lord does the convicting. He does the converting. The Bible says that we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The Bible also says it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. It was said by Pilate in the Bible, "What think ye of Christ?" That is one of the greatest questions any mortal person can be asked. What think ye of Christ? Who is he? I believe today that he is the God-man, 100% man, 100% God. He was man in the fact that he could eat, but he was God in the fact that he could feed 5,000. He was man in the fact that he could sleep, but he was God in the fact that he would come out of that sleep and rebuke the wind. He was man in the fact that he would die, but God in the fact that he would rise victorious over death and the grave. And because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Our hope is in the blood. That great song our good friend Brother Reagan Riddle wrote, what a powerful song. That's our hope. It's not in our good works. It's not just having a membership in a church. It's not baptism, reciting the catechism, or the Apostles' Creed. It's when we get illuminated to the fact that we're sinners and we come boldly to the throne of grace asking God to be merciful to us in whatever form, to the best of our ability, when we acknowledge our sin and we trust Christ and we know that we have none other to trust. Salvation, then, is by grace through faith. We couldn't work it out if we were to live a million years or a million times millions. God gave the best gift when he gave his son so that our faith in him and him alone, we can have life and have it more abundantly. What a precious thought that is today. It does my heart good to know that we have a hope of a better place, that we can go to a better land where there will be no sickness, no sorrow, no pain, no death. The former things will be removed, and we'll be there in the presence of the King himself, one who created the stars, the moon, the galaxies, the constellations, who did it all, but yet he was mindful of us, became a man so that by our believing in him, we could become part of him, have the mind of Christ in us, be empowered by his Spirit. What a wonderful, wonderful concept that is, that only God has the ability to forgive us of our sins. And I think that's why we need to go to church. Church, the more we miss it, we'll get to the point where we don't miss it. And I think, unfortunately, we may be seeing evidences of that today in the modern society in which we live. We'll be back with more in just a few moments.
Mike Lindell here. And like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues. And I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest.
So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
Embark on a life-changing journey through the ancient lands of Greece, where history and faith collide. Walk in the footsteps of the Apostle Paul as you explore the rich heritage and breathtaking beauty of this remarkable country. Over 11 unforgettable days, experience the vibrant culture and deep spiritual significance of cities like Athens, Corinth, and Thessaloniki. Discover the places where Paul preached, prayed, and penned letters that have inspired millions. From bustling markets to serene temples, this journey offers a unique blend of adventure, reflection, and fellowship. This incredible tour is brought to you by Signature Tours, a company with a family tradition of four generations. With meticulous attention to detail and the best private guides in the industry, Signature Tours ensures an amazing trip. Join Andrew Phipps and his wife Shirley from June 18th through the 28th, 2025, for an experience that will deepen your faith and leave you with memories to last a lifetime. Don't miss this opportunity to connect with history and make new friends on this incredible spiritual journey. Scan the QR code or head over to phippsfaithfamilyfreedom.org to learn more and secure your spot today.
Well, once again, we thank you, as always, for taking time to allow us to be a part of your day. If you could help us by telling others about this program on this station, for that, indeed, we'd be grateful. And we appreciate your input or whatever. We have products and all like that, but our main emphasis is try to share what we believe to be three important words today: faith, family, and freedom. On why go to church, I think this is a topic that each one of us needs to consider diligently and consider it with an open mind. I know we have many, many great churches, and we have preachers that are still preaching. We have people today that are still worshiping, and I thank God for each one of those. And I hope today that you have such a church, and I'm sure you probably do. But in many parts of our country, we experience folks that are, they say the services are dull or dry, and they don't seem to enjoy it. But I think if you have a church where there is good evangelistic preaching, songs that are sung with the spirit and the understanding, songs that magnify the Lord, and if you have an assembly of people that want to worship in spirit and in truth, that is something for which each one of us can be grateful and thankful. I'm glad that I have such a church where I attend, Liberty Baptist Church in Muncie, Indiana. Having the topic underhand today, I just hope that we can advocate in a very positive way that we need each other in the church. We need to have more services, not less. I think that's true. Years ago, in many of our rural areas, it wasn't very accommodating to have too many services. People had to walk or ride a horseback or a mule or something to go to church. But today, with our modern conveniences, we can't have that as an excuse. Many times, churches perhaps only had service once a month many, many years ago, and again, in parts of our country. But today, I think if we have a vibrant church, and where we have revivals, and where we have people that come in and are a part of the services, and if we strive to build each other up in the most holy faith, and we try to love people and not be critical, you know, your joy and critical attitude, they're like tandem. The more joy you have, your critical attitude goes down. But the more critical attitude that we have, then the joy goes down. And I think today to have a positive outlook, to know that blessed hope that says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Verse 18 says, wherefore comfort one another with these words. That's a very comforting thought, isn't it? And I think the churches that emphasizes Christ's virgin birth, his vicarious sufferings, and how that he died as a virtuous man that God allowed him to take our sin debt, and yet by his victorious resurrection, we can enjoy the benefits of his church. You know, the body of Christ is what Christ died for. It wasn't known to the old apostles and prophets of days gone by, but the apostle Paul said it was made known unto him, a mystery, how that both Jew and Gentiles, bond and free, male and female, would be gathered together in one body. I thank God for that today. I'm glad to be a part of it. I hope that you are as well. We appreciate so much your being with us today, taking time. I thank you, and as always, for encouraging others as we try to get a message everywhere that we can do so. You can look at our website or whatever, and we would be most appreciative.